Hello, my name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast on change management called What Change Means to People. Change means many things to many people. However, it can be described as an event that occurs when something passes from one state or phase to another. Human beings are renowned for being creatures of habit, and therefore this transition from one state or phase to another is often something which feels uncomfortable or challenging in some way to us. When we encounter an experience as uncomfortable, it often gets labelled as negative and therefore becomes something that we try to get away from and resist. It is this very resistance that effective change management techniques aim to address and work through in a positive way. When considering how different people might respond to change, it could be interesting to look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This model clearly shows the importance of things like protection, security, relationships and work groups, all areas which could very easily be disrupted or even removed during the process of change. In Maslow's model, you will see a pyramid with different levels of fundamental needs for the human being. At the lowest basic level, we have biological and physical needs, which are things like air, food, drink, shelter, warmth, etc. Above that, we have safety needs of protection, security, law and order, stability. We next have belongingness and love needs, which come from family, affection, relationships and work groups. Moving further on, there are esteem needs, which are linked to achievement, status, responsibility and reputation. Moving on again, we have cognitive needs, which are knowledge, meaning and self-awareness. Above that, aesthetic needs, associated with beauty, balance and form. And finally, the last two, we have self-actualization, which is personal growth and self-fulfillment. And lastly, transcendence, which is helping others to self-actualize. As we look at this model and we consider the elements that are important to the human need, then it's useful to consider the basic biological and physical needs that people have. This can be seen even in a simple meeting, let alone a major change program within an organization. If you are in a meeting and you are either hungry or you need to go to the bathroom, then very, very quickly this basic biological and physiological need will override everything else, making your ability to concentrate, stay focused and motivated very compromised. So when we consider this very simple basic need, think about the needs that people have during a major change program. These are often around safety and belongingness and perhaps esteem. People need to feel protected. They need to feel safe and stable. They still need to feel part of a work group and have a sense of belongingness and some form of achievement and acknowledgement for the value that they have within their role. Another model that could be useful to consider that is similar here is Hertzberg's model of motivators and hygiene factors. And we see the significance of some of the hygiene factors and how they may be affected during change and therefore have a considerable impact on our motivation. Very often, the motivating factors are seen as being things like achievement, recognition, responsibility, advancement, personal growth, and the work itself. But these motivational features cannot come into play unless certain hygiene or maintenance factors are in place. And these are things like security, relationships with peers, relationships with supervisors and managers, work conditions, company policy and administration, and personal life. So the two models are very similar in that in order for us to feel okay and more comfortable, certain fundamental pieces need to be in place for us. When looking at change within your organisation then, as a leader, how can you put those fundamental pieces in place for your staff to enable them to feel comfortable with the change process and the transition from one state or phase to another? And here ends the podcast on what change means to people.